when you've come to a certain point in your learning, then you have the ability to refer to what you have learned. And it is automatic because you have integrated it. But there is a great blessing in that, because there are some situations where you walk in and you discern very quickly. And we want you to pay attention to that, to how much you have gathered and how it is making you richer and fuller and better able to respond to what is going on around you. The learning that you have, sometimes you do not notice it until you speak with someone who has done none of the learning, as Channel spoke about. But you will find that as well, particularly as life begins to draw you back into more of a mainstream. You are going to become clear on how you have grown, and your decisions are going to be made from a point of knowing rather than a point of panic. We believe you will find this to be a pleasurable thing. Now, does this mean that nothing is bothersome? Oh, no, of course not. It does not mean that at all. We would like to make a recommendation, and that is, in the times when you are frustrated, when you are pained, when you are annoyed, whatever that might be, we would like you to acknowledge that emotion to yourself. You do not have to do it in front of anyone else, but we want to remind you of one of the principles of release, which is that acknowledgement is the first step to release. So certainly you can acknowledge it to someone you trust, but sometimes you do not. Sometimes you keep it inside or you cover it up because there are many patriarchal reasons. You do not want to upset anyone. You do not want to ruin the mood, whatever it is. But we are encouraging you to say to yourself, this is what I am feeling. You do not have to say anything past that, but the acknowledgement of it is what then will begin the things inside of you which are able to let energy go that you do not wish to hold. That is not focusing, and we want to be clear about this. Focus is very important, but acknowledgement also is very important. So you can acknowledge how you are feeling, and then you may move your focus to something else. And that is a very healthy and very acceptable spiritual thing, as well as what you call psychological thing to do. But we do not want you having to hide. And to having to hide what you feel, and to hide your need for it to be spoken and known. And sometimes, even if you are the only one who knows, that is enough. Because who you are is becoming richer and finer and fuller. And to acknowledge that this is the emotion that you are having, the feeling that you are having. But here is, of course, the spiritual challenge, not to attach it to anyone or any situation. That is hard, we know. But the acknowledgement of the emotion then puts you in control of your focus. So I have acknowledged what I feel. And now I am going to use the power of my focus in some other more pleasant area of my life. When you can do this, you are adding yet another power. And we believe that you will find this to be a growth habit. The habit of expressing the thing that you feel, even if it is only to you. we want you to remember that when you are acknowledging to yourself, you are also calling the universe. It is a way of calling for help. And you must breathe and continue to move and allow the help to come, not in ways that perhaps you wanted it to come or even that you expected it to come, but allow the universe to bring you help in ways that you may never have even thought of. That is the beauty of working in partnership with the universe. Help can come to you in more ways than you can ever imagine. There are so many circumstances where one small change can change everything, can change the energy of a situation, can change the way you feel. There are so many ways. So allow the universe to help you. And you do that by saying, this is what I feel. But not attaching that feeling to anything else. Just say, this is what I feel. You can know why you feel that way, but you do not want your focus to stay on the thing that is making you unhappy. We all, of course, have done that. We understand how that goes. But we were speaking of we had a very difficult lesson last week, and we appreciate you all being in it, because to listen to your own voice and to decide how you are going to communicate with yourself is such an important thing. And this is another part of that. To say, I feel, this is how I am, and then take charge of your focus. When you do that, you're going to become a powerful woman in a shorter period of time than you might ever have thought. So we are going to take a little bit of time and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Let's begin to breathe deeply, easily. See that you are looking at a circle of golden ground, and place yourself seated on that golden ground and feel how it filters everything that comes into your body and brings it to a higher level. Feel a golden energy from this circle come into your root. And let that golden light fill the root so that it is ready as you become a creative force, even more than you were before. The root knows you, matches you, supports you. Feel that golden light come up and into the second center. Let the second center release pain and judgment. Old patterns of demeaning, let them all go. And see the waterfall in the second center become golden, helping you to wash and release anything you do not wish to hold in your life. Feel that golden light rise and come into your solar plexus. And feel the golden light displace any emotions that you no longer wish to carry with you. Release them without any judgment, without any shame. Simply release them. Let the golden light come up and into your heart. And feel the golden light cover your heart and nurture your garden, bringing power and peace to everything that you have created in the garden in your heart. Feel the golden light move up and into your throat. And let the golden light begin to change the energy of your communication center. Feel how fine and high and loving it has become. Let the internal thoughts and impulses begin to come from love, not from worry, not from fear, not from criticism, but only from love. Feel the golden energy rise and come into your third eye. And let the golden light clear and strengthen all that you perceive, all your intuitive abilities, both inward and outward. And feel the golden light come up through your body and into the crown. And let the crown open and open and open so that the universe can send through that crown all the blessings, all the comfort, all the wisdom, all the love, all the abundance. And feel the universal energy pouring into your body. Let it come through your mind to direct your thoughts to a place where you are wise and strong and true. And feel it flowing down your back to strengthen your spine and to release you from burden you do not need to be carrying. Let the universal energy flow over your shoulders to release them and down through your arms and your hands so that you choose to carry only what is good for you to carry. Feel the energy flow into your trunk for any healing that you might need, for any soothing, for any readjustment that your body might need to make. Let the energy of the universe flow down through your legs and into your feet. And let that energy tell you how loved you truly are by a fine, high power in which you were created. Move your attention into your heart center and look at your garden, the beauty of it, and the places where you rest in your garden. Find a place where water runs freely and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Now look up and see that there is a path in your heart that is moving upward. And move to that path. And know that when you are on the path, there is no labor, there is no work. There is simply you and the path together. And with every step, the path gives you the energy that you most need and that you most want. Let yourself be cared for on your path. And come to a place where there is comfort. And you may see a symbol of it, or you may see the energy coming into your body to soothe places that may have been roused and need to rest. Now move forward on the path, letting it rise, feeling that the energy has become refined, gentle but powerful. And come to a place where your power is renewed. You may feel that in the energy, you may get a symbol of it. Whatever is true for you. Move forward on the path and come to the place of the gift. And find an altar and know that your gift is on that altar, resting your mind. Know the gift. Thank you. when you've known your gift. Turn and come back down your path. Freer, stronger, with a brighter spirit and a clearer mind. Come down the path and into your heart center. When you've centered in your heart, open your eyes.